The four large format paintings you encounter in the exhibition belongs to the series In Trail Pursuit. Nicolas Amboya created them specially for the Kunsthaus. They form the framework for the exhibition and enter into a relation with the other works in the space. The series highlights social structures in Kenya that regulate, influence, and shape how people live together in the country. The pictures show people in Kenya waiting. They wait at schools or to vote, to be allocated land, or to be allowed to cross national borders. Nicolas Amboya's works with the technique of collage. He transfers newspaper and archive images onto canvases to give past events and memories a place in his works. This documentary layer is expanded by a painterly one. The images of past events become a backdrop that connects with the painting figures who are waiting. In the painted layer, you will also find symbols associated with the feelings connecting to waiting. For example, flowers. They represent spring and express the hope for change. Waiting is a balancing act between patience and the impatient hope that one's turn will come soon. This tension can be visible in the body, in glances and postures. The movements of people waiting in Kenya, as shown by Nicolas Amboya in his works, are not different from those of people waiting in other parts of the world. Waiting for something is a familiar everyday situation, with common habitual routines, movements and postures, that people often adopt unconsciously when standing together in a queue. Such as brief exchanges of glances, an object used to pass the time while waiting, a position adopted when standing becomes tiring, or a conversation that suddenly starts with a person standing next to you. The behavior of people who are waiting is similar everywhere, however, the condition and circumstances of waiting can be very different. Depending on where people are waiting, in which places, and how long they have been waiting, and what this means for them. Also, who doesn't have to queue, who pushes in, or who is at the very back. Therefore, the painterly layer also provides clues as to how the condition of waiting differ and how power and hope meet in a queue. The series draws your attention to the fact that the various purposes and conditions of waiting are not only visible in Kenya, but everywhere where people have to wait. For example, also in public spaces in Hamburg. And it invites you to think about how individual needs and shared experience come together. For example, in a queue, where people with different personal hopes, concerns, and desires meet, and share the standstill of waiting, which also offers the opportunity to connect with one another.